Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Friday, January 3rd. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. Sunday could be a big mess for travelers, and that winter storm may extend into Monday morning's commute. Let's get the latest from AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg.
Scott, Debbie, we're expecting the storm system to move in sometime late Sunday night and last through Sunday night before exiting early on Monday. We're going to be right on that dividing line between where it's pretty much all snow, and that's going to be the case north of the city without question, and where there's a mixed bag of snow, sleet, and even some freezing rain. Obviously, the farther south you go, the more it's weighted toward the sleet and then even freezing rain. That will cut down on snow totals, but also increase the concern for travel difficulties throughout the day on Sunday and even on Sunday night. Now, as the storm moves east of the area Sunday night, it'll wrap in the colder air, so the precipitation will become all snow, and then again, it moves out early on Monday. Most probable accumulation 3 to 6 inches for the city. To the north, we're probably looking at 6 to 10. To the south, maybe 1 to 3. This is AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Thank you, Joe. With the expected winter blast and bitter cold coming, area shelters are reaching out to the community to help save dogs and cats from freezing to death outside. Gateway Pet Guardians serves East St. Louis and surrounding areas.
While the no-kill shelter will provide straw and dog houses, they are still concerned some animals may slip through the cracks and be left in the bitter cold. So today and tomorrow, they will be open for people interested in fostering an adult dog or cat temporarily before the weather changes dramatically. Gateway Pet Guardians Executive Director Jill Henke says many people in the community live in poverty, and the reality is that many people may not have heat in their homes and are scrambling to ensure their personal safety when the temperatures dip this low. Gateway wants to be there to provide that reminder to people to think about their pets and offer resources to ensure the safety of their pets as well. We have more information at KMOX.com. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The new St. Louis City Sheriff is accusing the former sheriff of taking things before he left office.
Sheriff Alfred Montgomery says he plans to refile his lawsuit against former Sheriff Vernon Betts after finding documents, keys, and more are missing following being sworn in. Montgomery suspects these were deliberately taken.
Our security team downstairs witnessed one of the administrators taking out file cabinets, up to between 2 to 4 file cabinets. What were in them, we don't know. We do know we're missing a bunch of training files and deputies' personal information, including their social security numbers.
Betts denies the allegations.
Mr. Montgomery is psychotic, and he can have the sheriff's department and lie about what we're doing or not doing.
Montgomery says they will inventory the office before refiling. He could not rule out criminal charges being pressed. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
It's that time of year. People will be flocking to Alton to see
the bald eagle. And now it's America's national bird, finally.
Corey Jobe with Great Rivers and Roots Tourism says the annual free Alton Eagle Ice Festival is tomorrow from 10 to 2.
Gives us an opportunity to get visitors out of the house who may be cooped up from the long holiday season and get out and visit some activities and things to do, and of course bird watch here along the Mississippi River.
If you don't want to be searching out the hot spots yourself, you can book passage on the Eagle Watching Shuttle Tour. There are 2 every Saturday through February. They do sell out. Riversandroots.com.
Keep washing those hands. The norovirus stomach bug is surging across the country right now, and area urgent cares are seeing a rise in people suffering from abdominal pain, vomiting, and diarrhea. The CDC in early December reported 91 separate norovirus outbreaks across the U.S. They say the virus is so contagious that just 10 viral particles can infect someone.
Medicare patients are getting some prescription drug cost relief this year.
In 2022, President Biden signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act, with those measures being phased in over time. We've already seen a $35 cap on insulin per month for Medicare enrollees. Now, a $2,000 spending cap on Medicare prescription drugs is in effect. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
There are some plans that may increase the premiums, but you look at the overall cost, premium plus your out-of-pocket costs and making decisions. There is also a Biden administration measure to help subsidize some of these plans to offset some of that increase.
The new $2,000 out-of-pocket cap on prescription drugs covers everyone with a Medicare Part D plan and includes people with drug plans through Medicare Advantage, which are health care plans offered by private insurers. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, Powell Hall should finally reopen this fall after several years of expansion and improvements. Kat Neville of Explore St. Louis cites another historic building that will reopen.
The old courthouse, which is going to be opening up in May. Obviously, that is where the Dred and Harriet Scott case was originally brought. That's going to be a really exciting opening for us here in St. Louis.
It's only the second major renovation to the courthouse. It was built in 1839. Accessibility is one major improvement, along with the focus on Harriet and Dred Scott's fight for freedom.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.